Hello, everybody. Welcome, 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 all Success Circle members. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and I just wanted to extend a very warm welcome to the Business Accelerator call. On today's topic is boost sales with targeted teleseminars. So welcome, everyone. I know some of you are still coming on the call, so get your pens and paper ready. Just want to welcome any new members that are on the call. If this is your first call, this is the Business Accelerator call that happens every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the purpose of today's call is to dive a little deeper into one of the elements of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And congratulations on being a Success Circle member. We find that Success Circle members have about five times more likely to achieve their goals. Why? Because they have the support of the Success Circle. So congratulations. I want to also, before we get started, make sure that I update you on some upcoming events. So make sure you mark these in your calendar. Again, remember the Q&A calls are scheduled the fourth Tuesday of each month. This month, November, it lands on November 27th. We will be having a Q&A call so that if there is anything that we discussed today that you have a question on, or you simply have a question as you're working through the implementation program for those of you that have the self-study program, then you can ask your questions on that group call. So feel free to submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. And we'll get them in the queue. We do prefer that you attend those Q&A sessions live, but I know a number of you are busy and busy marketing your business, so you may not always have the opportunity. So if you do miss the Q&A calls at the end of the month, make sure you can still submit your question, and then I'll answer them I'll answer them for you, and you can listen to the recording in the membership audio library. So make sure you tap into that library and utilize all of your resources because it is there, and there are some really, really great resources for you if you just joined. Feel free to also download the audios and even in the document library so that you can keep your own library and listen to them, whether you have a long commute or you take 10 minutes to start your day and listen to some of the audio recordings that are in the library. All right, let's get started. Today's high content call is about boosting sales with targeted teleseminars. Teleseminars are used in just a variety of ways from marketing to lead generation to revenue generation. And each use requires a little bit different approach. And on today's call, you're going to discover the five huge mistakes that entrepreneurs make during their teleseminars and how you can instantly avoid them so you are successful from the start. And I will share with you very openly that I've made probably every one of these mistakes. So I'm actually speaking from experience here. So please don't make them because I've made them before so you don't have to. I'm also going to share with you the four systematic teleseminar strategies that will help pre-qualify your prospects while easily, quickly, and automatically building your community. And these are some really great strategies that I want you to know and implement so that your teleseminar, whether it's your first one or your 101st one, to make sure that you have some of these systematic strategies in place. And for many of you, you can double the number of people that come to your teleseminars, because I'm also going to share today the three simple strategies to double your teleseminar attendance. And I'll also share the secret sauce to quickly triple your passive income from teleseminars alone. And most people are really leaving the biggest opportunity in their business behind simply because they're not implementing some of the strategies that we're going to talk about today. So if you are ready, well, regardless if you're ready to bring teleseminars into your marketing mix, you know, you'll have this recording so that when you are ready that you can start implementing it and really leverage your time so that you can serve that one to many, into that one to many conversation, as opposed to just one to one. And if you're interested in doing that, then this business accelerator call is for you. First, I have to share, like kind of like I alluded earlier, that just like you, I really searched out thousands of ways people were presenting and selling their products, and I went to numerous presentations, and I really wanted to, for my own business, exponentially get the word out to a much broader audience. And I realized that I could do that speaking, and if I did that speaking in person, that, you know, there was a lot of things that limited my ability to reach a lot of people in a short period of time with speaking. I mean, it still allows you to do that. It's a great and powerful way to market your business. Yet teleseminars I could do from the comfort of my own office. I could do, even if I was on the road speaking, I could implement teleseminars even though I might have had a speaking gig, right? So if you're in the hotel room, you can still dial into a number and be able to reach your audience. So there was really very, very, a lot of opportunities to use teleseminars. And I learned a lot about them, and how what I'm going to share with you, again, is taking that systems approach into consideration. Because so many times when I got started, I really didn't look at how teleseminars were going to affect my entire business and the purpose of them. And I want you to learn from that, because I made a whole lot of mistakes and a whole lot of energy into teleseminars without really thinking through how they're going to fit in, what's the purpose of them, and that's what we're going to do today. And when you take that systems approach, that looking at the whole, because everything that I teach is about the systems approach, how does it affect your entire business? It involves looking at your entire business in its, you know, in its entirety, while taking into account all the facets and all the variables that you have going on, and being able to fit it in as a potential marketing mix, in your marketing mix, and being effective for you. And when I first started implementing, it was very haphazard. I was focused on just that event, rather than looking at the teleseminar as a process and how I could continuously bring in clients and provide value-added products and services to help them. While I was building that relationship, while I was building trust, because teleseminars will help you do that. They will help you build your trust and build your credibility to those prospects. But oftentimes what happened is when I did a teleseminars, I forgot some really imperative things. And I left them with good information, but not enough to say, not in enough clarity on what the next steps were for them. And it left them confused. I remember one time I did a teleseminar. You know, there were hundreds of people on the teleseminar too, and I partnered with someone else, and I just didn't have a really good way for people to opt in. There was no other way for them to work with me. And at the end, the feedback that I got is, you kind of left us high and dry here, because I had no offer at the end. And that was critically important. But I forgot it just because they didn't know. So what I'm going to help you do is fill in the blanks today so that you do know, so that you do have a plan for not only how teleseminars fit into your business, but what were some of those mistakes? What are the strategies to fill your teleseminar? And most importantly, what are some of those strategies that you need to think about now, those marketing strategies that you need to think about now before you even schedule your teleseminar? And what I found was when I re-engineered my systems and I helped my prospects more because I was able to pre-educate, pre-qualify them, and I, through teleseminars, helped to reverse the sales process so that they ended up opting in. Rather than me pushing hard, it was just an education process. So that you're going to learn all of that today and how it fits into your business. And if you would like more detail after this call, I promise to give you also additional resources throughout the call. So for those of you who need more information maybe on the formatting, I'll also share with you some additional resources that you can tap into. So let's get started on the first five huge mistakes entrepreneurs make during their teleseminars and how you can instantly avoid them so that you're successful from the very start. And the first one is being unclear on the purpose of your teleseminar. And I've kind of alluded to that earlier. If you're ready to bring teleseminars into your marketing mix, you're ready to leverage your time so you can serve into that one-to-many as opposed to just one-to-one, then think through how to use the teleseminars in your business model. And some of those key things to think through are just a variety of scenarios. So for example, are you going to use teleseminars to tell your audience or your clients about maybe a solution? Are you going to help them overcome an obstacle? Are you going to show them a process? So what is that main purpose of your teleseminar? What's that purpose of your teleseminar? And more importantly, you're going to want to ask yourself six questions and have solid answers to these questions. Number one, what's your vision? What's your vision for using teleseminars? What do you want it to relieve, to do, to promote? What's your vision? What does that look like for you? Number one, what is your vision for using teleseminars? And write that down. Make sure you write that down. Number two, who specifically are your preferred clients? Now, this goes back to the entrepreneurial edge system where you look at your preferred client profile. So who specifically are the people that you're trying to reach? And this is an important question to answer because later I'm going to show you the relevance of this question in your marketing. Number three, number two is who specifically are your preferred clients? Number three, why do you want teleseminars to be part of your marketing mix? Now, for me, when I got started, it was more about the freedom to be able to reach so many more people and not having to break my back in growing my business to over 11 countries because I could do that using teleseminars. So why do you want teleseminars to be part of your marketing? Number four, how do teleseminars fit into your marketing mix? How? Number three was why, but number four is how do teleseminars fit into your marketing mix? Do your ideal clients like them better? That might be another question, but is the reason, how do they fit into your marketing mix is an important question because you're probably doing a lot of things to market your business, so how is it going to make it any different? And number five, how often will you be conducting teleseminars? So not only are they going to be part of your marketing mix, but how often? And this comes about systematizing your teleseminars. On a regular basis, occasionally, monthly, every other month. And again, when you systematize, when you create an expectation, so let's say you're educating your clients, hey, by the way, teleseminar on Tuesday, who's your audience? Is it your existing list? Are you doing this for lead generation? Are you doing it, is it a paid teleseminar? We'll go through different models a little bit later, but how often are you going to be conducting teleseminars? And it could be a mix of all of what I just said. But think about how often you're going to use teleseminars. And number six, Will you be giving them for free? Are they revenue generating? Is it used as a lead generation for free content? And many people who do it for free do it also to establish the credibility for lead generation and or use it as a preview call to upsell into another program or service, still give value, but upsell at the very end. So number six, will you be giving the teleseminars for free? Revenue generating? Is it for lead generation? Establish your credibility? Intended to lead to another event, or maybe all of the above. But it's important to know when you're doing a teleseminar, kind of what is the reasoning behind it. So that's number six. Now, there's a lot of different, in getting clear on the purpose of your teleseminar, we're still on the number one huge mistake. There's some pricing models. So pricing model number one could be lead generation, free content. Now, this works well when you're publicizing your seminar kind of beyond your own list, where you're growing your community, you're enticing new people to opt in, maybe so that you can sell them on a certain product, a service, or even a paid event. You can offer that teleseminar at no charge. Initially, you can also monetize it later once you've recorded it. And so this encourages people to attend the live event, but knowing that they could get it, download it later for a nominal fee, you could also do that. But pricing one, we usually, when it's free, it's used as a lead generation to establish your credibility, to kind of shake hands with people over the internet, right, virtually, to get them to know you. And you to provide great content for them and so that they can see, hey, is this person the person I want to do business with? Number pricing model two is when you have something maybe new or valuable for people that have already opted into your existing list. You can do a teleseminar just for the people in your list. And so maybe what you do is you charge a certain price for people to listen to your recording for those people that already know you, that have already experienced you, and they can get access to this new information, new training. So now you can open yourself up to, doing teleseminars for lead generation. And once they engage with you, once they know you, also do it as a way to generate income for yourself by having a pricing model where people pay to come to that teleseminar because maybe it's something that, you added a new component to training or a new workshop. And pricing model three, it could be fee-based regardless of whether they're on your list or not. Okay, so it's free based and anybody can come. You charge a single price and you're establishing your credibility during the call, but you're also creating really great content and they pay to opt in. Now one of the this is a pricing model that I've done before. When I recorded with a friend of mine, Laura Rubenstein, who's the CEO of Social Buzz Club, and we recorded, we had a teleseminar called Get the Social Media Edge, Samurai Secrets That Cut Through Social Media Chatter and Kickstart Your $1 Million Social Media Strategy. And, with that, it was helpful to have a preview call. We gave really great content. And then we upsold into a social media program. So it was kind of twofold, that we gave really great content, but then I think we also sold, I'm not sure. But then the recordings were used later as a product, too. So once we had that, the program the actual, not the, the 1 day one hour program, but if when we upsold them too into like a series, then we ended up recording that and using that as a product. So, you know, you can, again, always be, and I'll say this again a little bit later, you want to always be recording so that you can also repurpose some of your teleseminars so that you can sell them later. But again, that's just know or just have an idea of how you want to use that teleseminar in your flow, in your strategy, what your pricing model will look like. Number two, the second big mistake that I see people make is they really don't have any kind of format to their teleseminar. Now, it sounds strange, but you know, some people say, oh, I'm just going to talk about this. Well, there's a lot that goes into a teleseminar when you're starting to market it. You want to be able to identify very clearly what the takeaways are so that as people sign up for your teleseminar, they're going to know, why should I sign up for this teleseminar? What are my takeaways going to be? So it's important that not only do you establish what that is ahead of time, but during the call, you're actually taking people through your program, so it's important for you to establish your format ahead of time and just don't wing it, right? There's a point that, you know, some people say, oh, I'm going to start right into the hard content. Well, you know what? There's a reason why I will start the Success Circle, for example, directly on the hour for people that are really on time. You're going to hear the announcements, you're going to hear the welcome, you're going to hear the reason for this call, the purpose for the call that I said earlier. Those are some really important details to have in your teleseminar call because it helps position not only yourself, but it also helps position the content. And you're going to say, you know, you're going to be on this call. You're on this call because you want to learn the five tips, the three tips, the five strategies, whatever your bullet points are that they're going to get away from the call. So, again, it sounds like you're reiterating what was on the sales page, but you want to give them some comfort to let them know, hey, yeah, you're on the right call. But it's important to have that format in what you're going to say, when you're going to say it. And it's important to also be somewhat practiced so that if you say that the call is 60 minutes, you're going to know based on where you're at in the program how you're doing on the timing. Because if you say 60 minutes and you go to 70 minutes, I guarantee unless you're an extremely compelling speaker, people are going to tune out because you've already set an expectation. So remember when you do, remember when you identify, when you go through your teleseminar to really think through that format. And for those of you, and this is something that I also talk in my about in my Ultimate Guide to Sealing the Deal Authentically on Stage, in Person, on Teleseminars and Webinars. It's an ebook that is in my Success Tools on my website. So it details exactly what to say, how to say it, when to say it. So for those of you that need that, that's available for you. So, and you know, if your teleseminar is about 60 minutes, I generally recommend 60 to 70 minutes, especially if it's a free call. You generally won't be able to get people to stay on much longer than that on a telephone call. And I recommend that if you have a 60-minute call, then 45 of that is content and, you know, welcoming people and all, the whole thing. And about 15 minutes, if you're going to upsell, you're going to do that at the very end. And you want to leave about 15 minutes so that you can, you don't feel rushed, you can cover it. And at about 45 minutes, that's going to be kind of the threshold for people listening anyway. So that 60 minutes and that last 15 minutes is going to be educating them on your offer. So make sure that going into your teleseminar, you do have a very clear format. And as you get going, as you do one, you have one under your belt, you'll realize that it's a lot easier the next time because you're going to tweak things. But having that clear format is really important. Number three, not having teleseminars on the most optimal date is a mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make. What are the most optimal days to have a teleseminar? There's actually data on this, research on this, but it's typically Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I say that to say that it also depends on your ideal clients, okay? I know that that's kind of a general rule of thumb. And the reason for that is some people, you know, depending on what email they use, Monday, Fridays are kicking off early, you know, so having a teleseminar on that day may not work. So Tuesdays and Thursdays tend to be the most optimal days to have a teleseminar. Now, the time of day also depends on your ideal client. Understand that if you're working with different time zones, then you may want to rethink about what time you have your live event. So even though it may be, you know, 8 o'clock, you know, 8 p.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern time, you've got to think, well, it's this, it's this time in Pacific time, for example. Or so really think that. It really depends on your ideal clients, but Tuesdays and Thursdays are the most optimal dates. Number four, the fourth biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is not eliminating interruptions. What do I mean by that? Well, when you're using bridge lines or you, you know, you're calling into a number, you want to make sure, and freeconferencing.com is one of them, you want to also make sure that if you're calling from either your cell phone or a landline and you have caller ID, that you shut off caller ID for the time that you are on the call. And here's why. We have all been on the other end where part of what you're saying is cut off when you get a call. Well, the listeners are hearing this, and it adds as a distraction. So make sure that, above all, you shut off that caller ID. Now, you'll have to find out how you do it for your specific situation, but there usually is a way to do that. You also want to make sure that you mute any background noise, or if you have pets, you make sure you, you know, put them in another room far away from where you're actually having your teleseminar. And for obvious reasons, because if pets act up, you know, in an inopportune time and they start barking in the background, that could be also very distracting, especially if you're at a home-based business. You want to make sure that you take all of, or any crying babies or anything in the background that you can, so that you avoid some of those distractions that your listeners may hear. There's also another reason. When you are doing your teleseminar, you're also recording your teleseminar, and so that anything that happens in your background is picked up and oftentimes amplified. So that's going to be critical as well. And there's also usually ways to lock the conference in a conference mode so that you are able to lock any background noise from anybody else, so you don't rely on your audience members to mute themselves. Number five, you want to one of the biggest mistakes that people make is not testing or not recording. So testing your teleseminar software is foremost most important. You want to have a good handle on how the back end works. How do you mute people? How do you get people, if you have a Q&A session, how do you unmute them one at a time? You know, those are all things that are available, but you want to make sure that you know how they work. and also so that you don't accidentally hang up on everybody while you're doing your teleseminar. You also want to make sure that you're recording, and you want to record because, again, there may be a way to repurpose later. You can also, kind of kill two birds with one stone, as the expression goes. When you're doing your teleseminar, a lot of people that get started in my entrepreneurial edge system say, well, you know, I have no free gift. I got to create a free gift. Well, a really great way to do that is to have a teleseminar, record it, and use that recording as part of your lead generation that you give away later. Now you've done two things. You've had people on your live teleseminar, you recorded it, and you give it out later to people who want to opt in and get it. So it's really, teleseminars are really versatile, and there's so many ways to use them, but you've got to remember to ABR, always be recording. So let's move on. So you've got the five huge mistakes entrepreneurs make during their teleseminars. Again, one, unclear on the purpose of your teleseminar. Number two, no format. Number three, not having teleseminars on the most optimal dates. Number four, not eliminating interruptions. And number five, not testing or recording. So let's move on to the four systematic teleseminar strategies that will not only pre-qualify your prospects, but will quickly, easily, and automatically build your community of followers. So the very first systematic strategy that I call the TRAJA. TRAJA, what it does is it requires an opt-in before you give them your call information. I remember seeing somebody, I think it was on social media, and she gave out to her free call, she gave out the call number and passcode without having any opt-ins. And the TRAJA strategy is, I'll trade you this for that. You want to make sure that people opt in. Okay, you give them all the content. What are they going to get? When is the teleseminar? What time? They opt in, but they have to give you their name and email address, opt in order to get the call information. Well, when she didn't get the call information, she realized, uh-oh, I have no way not only to follow up with people, but she might have gotten some RSVPs, but she didn't, on social media, but she didn't get anybody's email to be able to remind them, to follow up with them, to send them a recording afterwards. So the very first thing you want to do is systematize your opt-in. Systematize your it's not really a sales page because at that point, if it's a free one, you're not selling anything, but it's like a sales page. And you want to make sure that you have that opt-in process. So they give you their name and email, and in exchange, you give them the passcode and the number. Because reality is, though, 30% of people will actually be on the call live. 30% of the people who register for your call will likely be on the call live, 30% or less. So remember that the majority of any sales or what have you are going to happen after the call. So that's why it's critically important to have their name and email. Number two, you want to pre-qualify. So on your opt-in page, you want to be specific in who your teleseminar is for. You could even say, this is for you if. So if you're a chiropractor and you're doing something on men's health, men over 50, you want to say, this is for you if you're over 50 and you're concerned about your health, and I'll show you, easy ways to, get your prostate level down or something. So if you're a chiropractor and this is your ideal prospect, you're going to really want to be able to target them. So when they read that page, they're going to say, yes, I am interested in this. Okay? So it's one way to pre-qualify people. And if they're not interested, they're not going to opt in. So, we're going to talk about, specific, vitamins, research-based vitamin, or based on research that have, will lower your levels of cholesterol or whatever. Again, you want to make sure that you identify the takeaways. So not only opt in, but be specific on your page. When is it going to be held? What time? Who is it for? What are the takeaways? Okay, so you want to do all the pre-qualification so that you really get people on the call that you want to work with. Number three, you want to be great, automate is what I call. Be great, automate. Automation to not only announce, to remind, follow, and follow up. And about a third of the people will be on your call live. So remember that you've got to automate that. Now, what are ways to automate? Well, there's free ones. I think MailChimp is free if you're just getting started. There's Aweber, which all of these are on my website under free resources, or in the use the links in the back of your resources binder on the entrepreneurial implementation program. So if you're going to sign up for any of those are really great ways. They give you opt-in boxes. They give you the HTML that you can cut and paste and put on your website. So these are really great ways. But you really want to automate so that you can remind people automatically. You can set them up on a campaign they get into automatically and remind them. And again, if you're, about a week prior, you want to remind them. You want to remind them at least if you're having it on a Thursday, that Monday, that Wednesday, that Thursday morning, and about 15 minutes prior to that call. So you definitely want to make sure that you automate that process and that you're following up with them. And if you think that that's actually too much, it's really not. Number four, you want to think market streams to flood your prospect pipeline. You want to think market streams to flood your prospect pipeline. Here's what I mean. A lot of, and this is a mistake that I also made, but early on, is I had a teleseminar, and I only thought about that teleseminar, 2 months prior. But really, I should have looked at it as a whole stream of being able to fill that teleseminar. So think of all the ways and all of the activities that you do in a given week and how you can always be promoting that teleseminar. Okay, that's really key. So when I say think market streams to flood your prospect pipeline, think of ways that you can build on this teleseminar. So if you're speaking 2 weeks ahead of time, maybe you use this as a free gift, and oh, by the way, I have a free teleseminar coming up. All right, you put it, in the hands of everybody that's at that event so that you get more opt-ins. And then one of the key things to remember, too, is that it just doesn't live in isolation. It comes in every single piece of your marketing. So whether you're networking, whether you're you have another call 2 weeks prior, whether you are doing an ask at one of your networking events and say, I have a teleseminar coming up, and you ask your referral partners to spread the word, whether it's on social media. See, these are all ways that you can not only fill your teleseminar, but everything that you're doing should then flood into that teleseminar. Which gets us to the three simple strategies to double your teleseminar attendance. So what are they? Number one, you want to market through press releases. If you're having a teleseminar, it's an educational program, whether it's paid or not, it's a great press release site. And if you can sort of piggyback on it on national news, what a great way to do a press release and invite people, invite those, papers to pick it up, you never know who's going to pick it up. So always do a press release. Then also what you can do with that press release is once you post it on one of the, I don't know, hundreds of press release sites that are out there, many of them are free, you can also put it on social media. So once one of you have it on that site, you can also post it on social media. Hey, you know, just had, you know, this was just posted on XYZ, my press release for my upcoming tell seminar. All right, put it on social media. Maybe you even write an article, a related article, on your blog. And at the end of your article, make sure you direct them to the sign-up page for your teleseminar. So actually, that was number one, marketing through press releases, social media, and your blog. Number two, market through incentives. What I mean by incentives, incentivize the people that you do know. Maybe it's your affiliates if you have an affiliate program. Maybe it is just your social media followers. Or maybe it's somebody you know well that says, can you pass the word with your social media? Now, when you do, you want to be able to reciprocate, right? So maybe they want you to reciprocate by announcing something to your social media. So you want to be able to do that. It's kind of an incentive. And you also want to make sure that you make it really easy for them to share your information. So easy that they just cut and paste and send on their Facebook, on their LinkedIn, on their Twitter. You know, give them all three. One of the things that I do is I have, a social media page where we make sure that the links are in there, that they go to the sign-up page, and that all people have to do, let's say they want to post on LinkedIn, they have to just cut and paste from the email to their LinkedIn account, and boom, they have just shared about my teleseminar. So make it easy. If you have an affiliate program, make it easy for your affiliates to share your information with them. And in return, even if it is a free event, affiliate programs, many affiliate programs log the person into the system, and when they purchase later, that is when you incentivize through whatever your affiliate is. Maybe you pay somebody 20% for anybody they refer. And again, affiliate programs are easily set up in some of the more robust shopping carts that are available out there, of which are in the back of your resources binder if you're working through the implementation program. And number three, the three simple strategies to double your teleseminar attendance is marketing, of course, to your list. Now, I can't emphasize enough, you want to be able to, entice them, let them know it's coming. What's the next event? So, for example, I have a webinar coming up on December 13th called How to Attract All the Clients You Need Automatically. Now, it's a webinar, it's not a teleseminar, but you can use the same premise. I've already put that in my e-zine. I will put it again into the e-zine that it's coming. You want to make sure that you could even put it on your blog, you can put it on your website, but you want to make sure you do the before, during, and after. Before could be 2 months before. It could be during or just moments before the teleseminar begins, or that week that it begins, you want to send out a solo reminder to your list. And then, of course, afterward, you want to make sure that you follow up afterwards. Did you have a chance to listen to the teleseminar? Tell me what you think. You want to engage them maybe even on social media. What did you take away? What was the number, one thing that, was the most interesting? Those kind of things. So, again, engage them and remind them of what the offer was. If you have a certain time frame in which they need to respond to that offer, you need to remind them. maybe you gave them a week. Well, a week, 5 days, 3, 2, 1 days, you should be reminding them about that the offer is going away. So they need to act fast. And after is key. Again, remember, about 30% of the people will show up to your teleseminar. So you want to make sure that you get the people that didn't get a chance to listen to it, do listen to it, and are aware that your offer expires, if indeed the offer expires. And some people won't even listen to the teleseminar until way after, which is possible. You know, people have busy lives. They just don't get to it when they think they will. Also, I want to cover how to quickly triple your passive income from your teleseminars. And a lot of people are leaving the biggest opportunity in their business behind. And there's a reason why recording is so essential. And for those of you who've been through my Entrepreneurial Edge system, that you know I'll say this, it's about repurposing. Repurposing can triple your passive income from teleseminars. And how can it do that? Well, let's say you do a teleseminar once, you record it, you put that recording into a CD. You can sell that CD, or you can transcribe the content, sell the transcription, maybe the transcription and the CD together. You can also make it into a slideshow for a webinar, for example, or you can use the content maybe in a radio excerpt that you live stream later if you have a radio show. And I know I've done a segment on radio show Recurring Revolution, which is one of the other business accelerator calls that we did this year. So there's a lot of ways to quickly make money from just one recording. You can also use, number two, you can use a teleseminar afterwards so that if you have a member site, only members have access to it. Or what I've seen is that people will do a live teleseminar, and it will be available for up to 48 hours, and then it's only made to members. So any new people can have live access to it, and then live access is cut off, and their members only have access after 48 hours. So paying members to a membership site, for example, because it's one of the perks of your membership site. Number three, you can use teleseminars and sell it later. My one teleseminar series that I did a series of three programs. They were each a week apart. I think they were 70-minute calls, and I covered how your clients find you, choose you, and buy from you. I made a workbook to go along with it, and now it's a lower-level product that I have for sale that I've used in my lead generation system to get newbies started, newbie entrepreneurs started. And it's a really great level one product that if I really just getting started in my business, and I don't know the first step to take, it's really that kind of that no-brainer step that they can take, not really expensive, but they can work through. They get a ton of value from listening to the audios, and it was just a free teleseminar that I had done. But again, I did it the series once, and we modified some of the content, but we edited it. Added some music to it, and now it was an audio that sells over and over. Number four, you can sell it in the back of the room when you speak. So you do a teleseminar once, you put it into a product, whether it's a CD, and you can sell it at the back of the room when you do speaking engagements. Number five, you can include it as a bonus and package it with other products, so that you actually increase the sale of your product. Why? Because you offer it as a bonus, so then the perceived value is increased, and you increase the price of your actual program that you have for sale. So those are some really great ways to triple your passive income from your from one teleseminar. Let me see, I want to make sure that I shared everything. So let me just go through the five ways to triple your passive income. Repurpose the recording CD. You can transcribe it. You can make it into a slideshow or use it on a radio show to live stream later. You can use, number two, you can use the teleseminar afterwards so members have access to it if you have a membership site. Number three, use teleseminars and sell it later. And even use it to monetize your lead generation system if you wanted to. Number four, you can sell it in the back of the room when you speak. And number five, you can include it as a bonus to a package for another product that you have. Now, like this particular teleseminar that I'm doing today, the Business Accelerator call, one of the key things is not only are you attending live, but then for those people that are not were not able to attend live, they can get the recording in the membership site. Now, the recording is now available for any new members that come on board, which is really a nice feature to have. And over time, what will happen for those of you that have been hesitating getting your membership site up and running, is over time you're going to develop content, and that content you can put into your membership site. And so you can even repurpose it for later or take different types of recordings, but it adds a lot of value for the future members of your membership site. And then, of course, for the elite members of the Success Circle, you're going to get the CD in the mail, so we're going to pop it in the mail to you so that you get it. And again, you can model some of these strategies for your own business. One thing that I forgot to mention, and I want to go back because I realized as I'm going through my notes, I forgot to tell you about, when identifying your formatting in your teleseminar, I really want to make sure that I share with you one of the most important things to have in your teleseminar, and that is your signature story. And now, why is it important to have your signature story in your teleseminar? Well, one of my clients wondered why he was really not getting more product sales after a teleseminar. So he was using a teleseminar as a way to establish his credibility, and he would typically upsell. And he was using other scripts and how to close the sale, but one thing that he was missing was connecting with his audience. Now, this goes for whether you do a teleseminar, whether you do a live speaking engagement, whether you do a webinar. I always recommend you do your signature story. It's a way of people connecting with you. Now, after a while, I'll be honest with you, I do get tired of telling my, my tire iron story. And, of course, I don't do that for my Success Circle members because you guys have heard it over and over through various venues anyway. But if I'm doing a free call, a teleseminar call, I do want to make sure that I tell it because there's going to be new people that don't know me. And there's going to be new people in your audience on your teleseminars that don't know you. And they want to connect with you. So share your story. Share your signature story on how you got to where you are today. And I can't emphasize enough how important that signature story is. So I realized that I had forgotten to tell you that on one of the key pieces that that you need to have in your formatting. So, just to summarize, we went through the five huge mistakes entrepreneurs make during the teleseminars, how you can also instantly avoid them so you're successful from the start, We reviewed the 4 systematic teleseminar strategies that help you pre-qualify your prospects very quickly, easily, and automatically to build your community. 3 simple strategies to double your teleseminar attendance, and also shared my secret sauce to triple your passive income from teleseminars. So I know I've covered a lot on this. I also do want to remind you that we will be having the webinar, How to Attract All the Clients You Need Automatically. This webinar is going to be held on December 13th. We will have the registration open within the next couple of days, I believe. So for those of you, it'll be under the events section of our website. And would love to have you. This is available to everybody, so anybody that you know, feel free to also invite them to that. This is one of the webinars that I do on a monthly basis, so that anybody can attend. Okay, well, I think that is it for today. So thank you very much. Again, I want to remind you that if you have any questions about today's call, please email info@accelerateassociates.com. Submit your question, and remember in the subject line, put for the Q&A call. If you can attend the Q&A call live to be able to ask your question live, please let me know that as well, and we will feature you and your question on that call. Again, I'd like to have you live simply because I can ask you some follow-up questions should they arise. Well, thank you again for attending today's call, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming.